T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast. We are back live at Twin Peaks in Davie. All right, we've gotten to the bottom of the code word fiasco. Not only, and we're the only station with a, we're the only show with a simulcast, but not only were we not told that there was a new promotion going on, we missed the code word in the first hour because no one told us. Then we gave out a code word at the top of this hour that is wrong because someone gave us Tuesday's code words. I don't know about you. I feel like I'm getting half the story from Solana because he is Adam Gasing it all over the place, right? He is blaming his DCs, his OCs, Mono. Like, he is Adam Gasing everything, and my guess is Solana has just muffed the punt.
Solana, just blame it on Jay Ajayi. Just go to the origin.
Just keep Jay Ajayi home for this week. So your code word this hour is cable. C-A-B-L-E, cable. Text it to 72881 right now. Text the word cable to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 of Channing's change. Your next chance to win is the top of the next hour at 4 o'clock, where we will once again give you an incorrect word. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply.
They're doing it right, though. If it's my money, you don't need the right word.
It becomes like a wild goose chase.
You got to find me, baby.
All right. John Michaels is on the line. John Michaels, longtime radio host, huge Miami Hurricanes fan. He's come on to talk Miami Hurricanes with us for many years, and you can hear him nationwide on SB Nation Radio in Atlanta. He's back on the air, 680 The Fan and Atlanta Sports X, and John Michaels is with us. Hello, John.
I'm going to text cable right now because I don't think I've been an Intercom employee long enough. I can actually win some of Channing's change right now. Actually, I would only get half of it because I still owe him some of my change for Miami wet in the bed in week zero.
I totally forgot that. Yeah, that's right. You guys had a bet on that. All right, let's start at the beginning, John. Your take on what's going on here with our Miami Hurricanes.
Everything that can go wrong has gone on. If you follow me on Twitter, at John Michaels U, you probably saw a meltdown of sorts on Saturday evening at about 8:30. I feel like I was sold a bill of goods in the offseason about the new Miami, how much improved we were going to be, this new offense, how we were going to make sure our offensive linemen were helped out. We've got a new quarterback in Jaren Williams. We've got new chains. We've got rings. We've got ankle bracelets. You name it, we've got it. And I feel I was sold a bill of goods and I was lied to. And I was lied to by Manny Diaz. Whatever he sold me about all of this toughness in the offseason and how much these kids have worked and how much competition's there and how they're going to win, I'm now hearing Al Golden-like excuses afterwards, and it's really ticked me off to the point I don't want to see anybody tweet the new Miami anymore, because the new Miami sucks. The old Miami is what we want to get back to, not this candy-ass Miami I see with kids after the game congratulating the other team who just beat their ass. Trayvon Hill, stay the hell off social media. Players, stay off. Stop taking Instagrams on your way to the bus. How about actually put some effort on the field on a Saturday afternoon and beat a horrible, that's one of the worst Virginia Tech teams I've ever seen, and we allowed Hendon Hooker, of all people, to walk up and down the field on us like we weren't even there.
And, John, one thing I always try to explain to people, and I use the phrase X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's, where you can have the best scheme in the world. Like, if Nick Saban had this Canes roster, would he have lost to Virginia Tech? If Dabo Sweeney would have had this roster, would he have lost to Virginia Tech? Like, where do you sit there? Because a big thing on Twitter was coaching staff versus player, player ability. Where do you sit with that argument?
They're the 15th or 16th ranked team, according to USA Today, as far as talent on the team. Now, it doesn't always work out. Florida State's like 6th on that same ranking. So there is some to Miami's got talent. Miami's had better recruiting classes than Virginia Tech all week. They've had better recruiting classes than that sorry-ass North Carolina team that they lost to about 3 weeks ago. Always. It's not basketball. So some of it is Jimmy's and Joe's. You've got a two-star offensive lineman starting at left tackle, and for a lot of this season, he's looked like a two-star. But Navon Donaldson was one of the highest-rated offensive linemen coming out of high school. I watched him get whipped by a 235-pound linebacker who came in and just shoved his fat butt to the side and went and got our quarterback. So some of that has to be the technique that they're being taught, and I think there's a softness right now associated to the University of Miami program. I hope some of the players are listening to me. At John Michael Zhu, send me a message. I'll send one back to you. I'm not afraid of anybody. My point is, Miami used to outwork everybody. These kids right now are too worried about running to the sideline to put on rings. And Hockman, don't get me started. They caught a Hail Mary at the end of the first half. They're getting blown out 28-7. And I see people sprinting to the sideline to mug for the camera with these stupid touchdown rings. I sound like an old man, but that drives me insane.
Loved it. I mean, if
you loved that they were mugging for the camera?
It was the beginning of an epic comeback, first of all, John. But if you commit to something, you got to commit to something. Like, you can't pick and choose when you bring out the turnover chain and when you bring out the touchdown rings. And that was an exciting moment at the end of the half.
It was exciting, but there's times run in the locker room and figure out why you're down 28-7. And it took a miracle throw to actually score some points in the first half. Go in the locker room and figure out why you turned the football over 5 times in the first half, and you still haven't covered the tight end on that stupid tight end delay that Virginia Tech ran every single time that they needed a big play. That's what I want to see. And I'm with you. I love the chain. I think the chain is the greatest thing ever. I actually like the ring, but we look really silly down 28-7, and guys are mean mugging for the camera like they've done something. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. And I know a lot of people were criticizing that on social media. John Michaels is with us. You can hear him nationwide on SB Nation Radio in Atlanta, 680 The Fan. Where do you stand on Bubba Baxa's missed extra point? My take, and Crowder agrees, like, you've got a different ball game if you're up a point. I think it really sucked the life out of that team, and I'm not certain that Virginia Tech's able to just walk down the field and score on them if he makes that extra point.
It's funny. I was having a conversation with Solana before I came on. The exact same words came out of my mouth. If he makes that extra point, the energy in that building is nuts. The defense feels, hey, we get a stop right here. We're going to go out and get a win. And as you mentioned, it would have been one of the most epic comebacks in Miami history. And suddenly you feel a little bit better about the program moving forward. They have to do something. I know Manny Diaz addressed it today, saying the other kicker they have isn't available for 2 weeks. Put an open tryout right now around campus. Miami's got 9 or 10 extra scholarships available. Find somebody who can make an extra point. Like when they went for two, down 14, or actually when they were down 8, to cut it to 6. I'm going, what the hell are they doing? Why are they going for 2 here? DJ Dallas makes the unbelievable play, gets in, you're down 6. And then when DJ makes another great play to put you, or to tie the game at 35, I go, there's the genius in it. You've gone for 2. You're going to kick an extra point. You're going to be up 1. Rain is coming down. You're going to get a stop, and you're going to win a football game, and you're going to feel great about yourself. And when this candy ass walks out there and misses another extra point, he looks so afraid to be on the field. I don't know if our tattooed punter can kick. I would assume that he can because he played Australian rules football or rugby or something along those lines. There's got to be a competition this week. Bubba Baxa, and it's not that he doesn't have the physical ability. He kicks off and kicks it through the back of the end zone. He can kick. It's just when he's got to put it between the two yellow poles, that guy has no clue right now where the ball's going.
John, is there a quarterback controversy at UM right now?
Yes, and I know Manny Diaz doesn't want to say it. Nicosi Perry looked like a different guy. I was on with you guys a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, Dan Enos kept doing square peg, round hole, under center, and all these long developing plays. after they threw the three interceptions, and granted you're down 28-0, so you kind of have to change your game plan, but they went to what Miami does best, space, throwing the football. What I saw out of Nakosi Perry was a guy that was taking shots down the field. He was putting Jeff Thomas up the bat. He was putting Brevin Jordan up the bat. Now, he still had some mistakes. He got bailed out by a roughing the passer on a dreadful interception. I saw him stare down guys a few times. But if nothing else, he's taking chances. And what Jaren showed the other day, unfortunately, his interceptions, they came in bunches. And he looked shell-shocked at the end of that first quarter against Virginia Tech. And mind you, this is not a vintage Bud Foster defense. I think there is a quarterback controversy. What I do like that Manny did, a little bit different than Mark Richt, he said immediately after the game, hey, Nakosi had given us a better chance today, but it's still Jaren's job. Now, he was contradicted by Dan Enos in the press conference today when Enos said it's sort of an open competition. For me, I'm probably going with Perry moving forward. The season's already lost at this point. Try to figure out if you can get into any bowl game, the Blue Bonnet Bowl, you know, the Roach Bowl. It doesn't matter. But I'd probably go with Perry right now because he gives you chances to make bigger plays down the field.
What about Manny Diaz saying that he's going to be a little more active in the defense now?
What took so long? I saw against the Florida Gators that Blake Baker, he didn't seem to know when to blitz, when not to blitz. You know, the staple of Miami over the last few years has been havoc. It's get in the backfield, it's tackles for losses, it's negative plays, and it's turnovers. This year it seems like when we need any one of those, it's soft zone or people lost in coverage. Virginia Tech ran a very simplistic scheme. We kind of knew when Hendon Hooker came in, he's going to run the football. A lot of quarterback draws. Miami was stunting, stemming, and leaving huge holes in the middle for Hendon Hooker to run through. And then when he threw the football, it was easy play action, and everybody on the defense seemed lost. Manny, you could tell listening to him this morning, he was not happy. He doesn't like the direction of the defense. You know, the fact that Blake Baker's going to stick around, I hope he's renting and not buying because I'm not sure that his tenure in Miami is going to last a heck of a lot longer than December later on this year.
John, you got to handle the debate for us because we were arguing a couple segments ago. Hawk has been married 20-plus years, and he said he's never sucked a toe in his life. John, I know you had some toes in your mouth.
Man, my wife is Spanish and hot. I've had toes, ankles, fingers, you name it. She takes a nice hot bath, and it is go time.
I'm telling you, get out that up. Bro, get out that bath.
Can you imagine?
They got that honey on them, that honey in the tub.
Yes.
Have you ever seen Channing's toe? Have you ever seen
no,
his
I'd
foot?
Rather not.
This poor woman. I mean that.
Oh, no. My toe's not in her mouth.
Who do I report this to? Is there some sort of United Nations council that I can report this to? John Michaels.
I'm going to give you some advice. You go over to Starship. There's some stuff that's flavored. I'm not going to put too much other information out there. You flavor, you put it on your wife. It will warm up. It will heighten her senses, and it'll taste great to you. You can put it wherever
just,
you want.
I'll just stick
wherever
with
you want.
I'll just stick with the butterscotch candies that I've got in the little dish out
butterscotch.
Front.
Butterscotch, a Werther's original. That's
Jack.
What you're eating.
Jack. Sprinkling stuff on a toe.
He don't know, John. We'll let him. We'll let him sit back in the ice age.
I'm good.
Right.
I'm good. Now I know why it's so gross to talk to you every day. I see what goes on in that mouth. You flying down for the game Friday?
I was going to, and then wife and kids and life responsibilities happen. So, you know, the cool thing, I've got a 14-year-old daughter. She writes a paper. And it says, what do you want to be in life? And she goes, I want to go to medical school at the University of Miami. So I had a little tear in my eye. And then she taps me on the shoulder and goes, are we going to a game this year? And I said, you know what? Tallahassee's only a 3-hour drive. So I'm going to take the entire family to Tallahassee instead of coming down for Virginia. I'd rather go down there and kick some Seminole rear end and let the kids see that. So that'll be the next road trip for me. Now that the ACC title's out, I can spend a little bit more money in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I wonder what that crowd's going to be like Friday night. I wonder.
There's some angry fans on social media. There's people still, you know, trying to rally the troops and be there. If you're in South Florida, go to the game. The kids are fighting. They're trying. They ain't very good right now, but they're trying. maybe they can pull off an upset against Virginia and it turns the tides and they start playing some better football the rest of the year. I'm not really sold on that. Vegas is somehow Miami's a 2.5-point favorite. But show up to the stadium. Go support your guys.
There you go. John Michaels. Follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U, and you can listen to him nationwide on SB Nation Radio. We love you.
Love you too. Suck a toe. Huh? Oh. Go for it.
There you go. You see that?
Don't
That's
say
my
I love
guy.
You back.
That's my guy. You didn't even hesitate, John, right? You didn't even hesitate.
No, you're my guys. I love you guys.
Right. Oh. There you go. My guy.
A little funny, but
that's
that.
My guy. Thank you, John. That was delightful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.